Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. We're right smack dab in the middle of the week between the Lord's Day on Sunday and Saturday, a day traditionally set aside for venerating the Blessed Virgin Mary. On this Wednesday, we are given an opportunity to recall the third person of the Holy Family, good St. Joseph. As we consider St. Joseph today, let us ask St. Joseph for his prayers, that we may be successful in striving for holiness and sanctity in this present moment, that whatever we have done earlier today will have been for the greater glory and honor of the Lord, and if for some reason there was a weakness or a lacking there, the Lord will make it good, make it complete. Whatever is ahead of us for the rest of today, maybe a visit or a conversation, going home or running errands, will be blessed by the Lord. We learn from St. Joseph how to consecrate the present moment, how to really become flexible in the face of surprises. If we think about St. Joseph and his life, let's just recall the basics, the facts. Let us go into the Gospels. He was betrothed to the Virgin Mary. He thought he had a plan. He thought he knew what the next step would be. And oh, how that message from the Archangel Gabriel surprised him. How, from his perspective, it would have turned everything on its head. Think about how St. Joseph received the message while he was asleep in a dream. Think of the kind of self-possession St. Joseph would have to be able to appreciate, decipher, and then know what the Lord was asking of him, all in a dream. St. Joseph is therefore a beautiful example, a role model, of how to strive to be faithful to the Lord in the present moment, not overly attached to our plan or our goals or what we think should be perfect or determined to be successful. St. Joseph teaches us how to be faithful in the present moment by also being flexible, pliable, really, by how we are called to follow the Lord through the ups and the downs, in moments of peace and tranquility, as well as in moments of danger and uncertainty. If we follow St. Joseph in the Gospels, we go through some rather incredible chapters in the life of Jesus, everything from the Annunciation to the Visitation. I mean, think about that. St. Joseph is betrothed to Mary, the Mother of God. Now she is with child. Well, that wasn't in the plan, but it was in God's plan. And St. Joseph had to be flexible. We hear in the Gospels how he is a just man. He didn't want to bring shame or danger upon Mary. And guided by the angel, he continues on the path towards holy matrimony, and he marries the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he takes the child to be born as his own, baby Jesus. Incredible flexibility. But it's not too long after that that Joseph has to immediately step into the role of being the great protector. He has to guide his wife and newborn child to safety into Egypt, fleeing the army of Herod, that seeks one goal and one goal alone, the destruction of the baby Jesus. They want to murder God in the flesh. But Joseph is protected. He protects Mary and baby Jesus. He maintains his cool. He is successful in protecting the family, protecting the Lord, guiding them to Egypt, and then bringing them back. They settle in Nazareth. We think of how St. Joseph would have had to remain flexible, pliable, that great word, pliable, you know. He doesn't become too firm or set upon what he thinks has to happen, but he's constantly in union with the Lord. We would say he is dependent upon God's providence. And that right there is an incredible lesson for each of us to learn. Dependent upon God's providence. We should not ever make God fit into our plan, but rather, quite to the contrary, ask for the grace to be obedient to God's plan. to be pliable and flexible so as to be faithful to the Lord, never demanding or expecting God to meet our request and to make everything go smoothly from our perspective, but rather, like Saint Joseph, to acquiesce to God's will, to strive for union with God's will, to strive for harmony with God's plan, by being faithful, most importantly, by being flexible. Too many of us today don't have the flexibility that is needed. And keep this in mind, whenever someone is holy, they're flexible. A lack of flexibility is usually a manifestation of pride. We want to maintain control. If we find ourselves constantly struggling with anger or frustration, it's usually because we think we're supposed to be in control of everything, and God forbid, but sometimes even in control of everyone around us. These individuals who struggle with anger and frustration all the time, they need the prayers of someone like Saint Joseph. They need to learn how to be flexible to God's plan, faithful to God's holy providence, dependent upon God's divine providence. And Saint Joseph is a powerful example of how to be totally dependent upon everything that our Father in heaven wants to provide. Our Father in heaven provided everything that was needed, even sending an angel to give promptings to Saint Joseph so as to know when and how best to provide for the Christ child, how best to open his mind and his heart to the presence of Jesus so that the Lord would thrive, so that the Lord would be able to make known the kingdom of God. Saint Joseph is an integral part of that, and he's also an integral part of our lives. When we enter into sacred scripture, when we enter into the Holy Gospel, when we enter into the life of Jesus, we meet Saint Joseph. We learn about Saint Joseph, and that's of utmost importance, that we become flexible like Saint Joseph, filled with life and love like Saint Joseph, that we learn how to go with the ups and downs side to side like Saint Joseph in divine providence, and to be totally open to the will of God, totally open to everything that our Father in heaven is asking of us for the greater good and the building up of the kingdom of God. How to bring Jesus Christ present into our homes, into our lives. How to take Jesus into the world, into the hearing, the vision, and the heart of our loved ones, of our neighbors. How to be faithful and flexible. Two key words that we learn from Saint Joseph, how to be faithful and how to be flexible in God's plan. As we bring to a close this afternoon and we're heading towards the end of the hour and entering into a new hour, we have an opportunity to consider the example of the saints, a manifestation of God's love for us, how he lifts up these beautiful examples who are the saints, our brothers and sisters in heaven, so that we may know we are never alone, but we may also know how, like they, we may be able to journey towards heaven, be one with the Lord. In the middle of the week on this Wednesday, we have the privilege then of remembering good Saint Joseph, how to follow his example in being faithful and flexible before the Lord. Perhaps if we have an opportunity today, we may stop by a church and visit Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. If our schedule does not permit such a visit, let us then right now just utter the holy name of Jesus, Jesus the Christ, a name that good Saint Joseph would have spoken with great love and tender affection as he would speak to his adopted son. And as he would follow Jesus, there would be that fidelity and that flexibility. We learn so much from the saints if we but open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts to learn from their example. We never, of course, allow them to become more important than the Lord, but we see how in their lives the Lord was of great importance. And then in our own lives, we allow the Lord to be of utmost importance, the highest goal we have in this present moment. We also consider how Saint Joseph is a patron of so many different people and places and things in this life. He is the patron saint of the Universal Catholic Church. protector and provider of the Catholic Church because he was the protector and the provider of the Holy Family. The Church, as a gathering, as a community, is a family. And Saint Joseph is our patron and our protector. Let us then, like children, turn to Saint Joseph, asking him for his guidance and his help. Let us ask him to protect us as we journey along the way towards the Lord and to intercede on our behalf. We also know that Saint Joseph is the patron saint of a happy death. If we know of someone who is dying, let us ask Saint Joseph for his heavenly intercession on their behalf. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of a happy death because of how he would have died, with our Lord Jesus and the Blessed Virgin Mary being very close to him. That inspires us to open our minds and our hearts to Saint Joseph, to teach us how to be humble. Once again, those two beautiful, powerful words, flexible and faithful. We learn from Saint Joseph both, how to be flexible and faithful, how to be faithful and flexible. Every Wednesday, we're given the opportunity to learn a little bit more about Saint Joseph, to honor Saint Joseph, and to ask him for his prayers, for his intercession. As we ask the Lord for peace, for joy, for the virtues of faith, hope, and love, may Saint Joseph's example inspire us to be faithful and flexible. May the Lord give you his peace.